So 7A, old business.
I do not have any old business. Okay. The commission does.
Nothing
at Close Water Ridge.
Yeah. All right. We'll move on to new business.
In new business, the first item I have, or the only item I have, is the last page of the document. Should be a letter from me to the commission about my retirement from the Durham Police Department. So I am tendering my formal intent to retire from the police department on May 19th, 2023. I will, or my intent to relinquish my command of the department on August 12th, 2022. At that point in time, the deputy chief will resume effective command of the department. And my last formal day of work before I start using my paid time off is 3 days in a wake up, which is Friday. I will maintain my email accounts. I will maintain my phone. And I will be here for the transition to answer any questions as things move along. I'll continue to check the mail and ensure that the years of spam and regular postal mail and everything get directed, because we're still getting mail from 3 weeks ago. So I want to make sure that it's a smooth transition and we cut ties and that everything moves over effectively. So with that, I thank you all for your support. I thank the department for their service. You have impeccable officers. I know I trust the department to the deputy to continue on and improve and leave the case better than when he receives it. I hope I left it better than when I received it. And I know these people will perform and continue to work effectively for the residents of the city. With that, I thank you, and this is my last question.
And it's at least in person.
Yes.
This is the end of an era here today. I think you're one of the last of the trainees. You, Scott, Sal, and that would be part of it.
I think we're some of the last of the few, not from this building, yeah. From 35 District.
Yes, so, well, and Chief, I'd like to say it's a pleasure working with you. We've had fun, we had some good times, we had some scary times. But, you know, we've gotten through in one piece, which I think is all anybody can ask today. So, with that, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Deputy Chief?
You
got a lot of work ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we'll be there with you.
So at that point, you have potential here for up to 8 officers. You know, 4 of your 6 sergeants are departing the department within the 30-day window, and there's a huge transition here. So we have some of the backfill going on, and I trust the deputy chief's got a lot of work to move along. I am going to step back at this point, and the deputy can continue on with whatever the briefings are and information.
If you want anything else on the new business, I don't know.
Nothing that I can think of. I think I'd like to see us sit down and come up with some kind of a plan to fill openings besides hope while the transfers come in. And we're going to have to see how we can fill the. We do have how many folks ready to promote?
We have. Well, the list is 7 deep.
Okay.
We will immediately be able to fill the 4 positions that open up as they open up. We obviously can't. What the intent is to promote's the wrong word, to install acting sergeants according to the rank on the list until the last sergeant begins terminal leave, which is July 13th, Sergeant Benanto. At that point, that will be the 4th sergeant that becomes an acting sergeant, and then dealing with all 4 of them, attempt to come up with a day, hopefully still in July, towards the end of July, possibly the first week in August or something, where we can hold a formal swearing-in ceremony. because it just doesn't make sense to swear them all in individually when everyone's so close together in filling those positions, so.
And now your position will be left open until?
We're going to have a more formal discussion on that on Wednesday up at the mayor's office, and we'll know more, hopefully, within a short period of time, how that's going to work.
Sounds good. Any of you guys have any questions? Deputy Chief?
That was going to be my only question.
Okay. A lot of work ahead, and not because the chief didn't do anything, but just because things are changing fast. Department reports.
Monthly activity report, really nothing of significance on that. As far as the budget goes, we're doing well. It looks like we're going to squeak by with the amount of overtime we have left. There's a couple lines that are still going to be a little fat. One of them being training wages, for instance, where I think we're going to have about a $10,000 to $12,000 surplus. That mainly occurred because of the fact that the state never came through with some of the classes that were required by the police accountability bill. So we had budgeted for them. They didn't happen, so the money will just go back to the city. So other than that, we're doing well, and I don't foresee any issues at all with the budget through the next 3 weeks before we move into the next fiscal year.
That's quite fast. The COLEA funding, is that in this coming budget?
Again, that kicks in as of July 1. We had, I think, about 6 very good candidates for the position. I am going to interview hopefully 3 of them in the next 2 weeks. All 3 of them have previous experience with police accreditation, both on the state Tier 3 level and the CLIA level, depending on which candidate we're looking at. The plan being that if one of those 3 doesn't come out as a shining star that will fit in well here, then we'll move on and bring the other 3 in and go from there. But confident out of the 6 that we have prior to July 1, we'll have someone in place. So,
the money we got from the state for these body cams, does that come back into our budget or is that going into the general fund?
That money has already come back, and that money, because of the fact that the city funded the money up front, that money went back to the city to the tune of $58,000 or so, 50% reimbursement.
Hope we haven't fallen here, but I guess not. That was too much of a hope. Let's put it that way. All right. Any questions, guys? No? Rich?
No, I just had, I don't know if this is under mural. How are we on vehicles? I know there was an issue a while back. We were trying to replace vehicles, and people were dragging their feet, and now we're still in the same boat.
Yeah. So we missed an entire year, almost a year and a half. I don't think we've had a new vehicle for 18 months or so. The city, it's clear that the intention of the city is not to expend the funds that were allocated in capital. Because there's never been a meeting, and they're certainly not going to have a meeting in the next 2 weeks to expend those funds. So that would be a question for the mayor's office, why that happened and what they're going to do with it. I have had some discussions with the, I don't know what his official title is now. It used to be chief of staff, but it's not that anymore. You know, he changed it. Anyway, with Mr. Mayhew. Mr. Mayhew has indicated he may be willing, the mayor's office that is, may be willing to fund 2 cars using ARPA funds, which I guess is COVID funds. I'm not sure how that works, but they did again this year. We gave our capital request again for this year. They funded what they normally do, I believe, which is another $200,000 for this fiscal year, but it doesn't seem like there's any intent for them to buy us cars. It just, obviously, if they choose not to purchase cars for another fiscal year, and we're going to end up being 2.5 years without new cars, as it is right now, I believe we have 1 car that is still left under warranty, and that's the car the chief is currently driving. which means our repair costs are just going to fly through the roof.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Not much movement on that.
But I, and then, yeah, I wasn't sure how it was ordering the new parts, because everything is delayed. So even if they do approve it,
even if we were given permission,
it could,
yes, absolutely. And the longer we don't get permission, the longer it'll be we don't get cars.
Well, that's the worst fact. Plus, apparently, do this with an ambulance to approve the bid. And by the time they get it all through the process, plus we're not 20%.
Okay. So,
and the lead time for a chassis is 9 months. So,
my intent is to re-engage the mayor's office after July 1. Start that process, at least hopefully get permission to order two cars and give them, like I said, the lead time is, even in good times, the lead time is a solid 8 months. So in bad times, hopefully we can get them before the fiscal year is over and if we pay for out of this budget, but I really have no idea what the intention of the mayor's office is.
And is there an actual police package out there that we would offer?
Yes, yes.
I know for a lot of police, I'm backing away from that.
Yeah, they're,
they've gone drivers.
Yeah. Pretty much they've gone strictly to the SUV style. So they don't, to my knowledge, they don't make the sedan style any longer. It's SUV or nothing. So, which is why the chief went to an SUV last time.
Yeah, makes sense. Have you noticed anything with the upcoming? When I was working at CSP, they were having a lot of trouble with the troopers because the vehicles seemed to operate. And the troopers felt like they were fighting the armor correctly in the vehicle supply.
They may have fixed it because mine is brand new.
Okay.
So it's the latest year and I haven't noticed any issues with that.
But that was something that was never anticipated by
anybody. Every other agency is switching to different brands of the Ford, so maybe something to consider.
That's not just one.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we heard.
Okay, anything else, gentlemen, the program reports? Communications.
I don't believe there are any communications.
LTA business.
The first item under traffic authority is the mayor's office had requested plus that we look into the possibility of making Smith and 9th a three-way stop. Officer Sissico, who's now doing our LTA investigations with the retirement of Sergeant Bolton, looked into it, and as you see from this attached letter, there's been no accidents in the past 3 years involving the area, the line of sight, there are no issues. So again, as you gentlemen have heard us multiple times, we base these things off of warrants on from the manual and the MUTCD, and it's very rare that you create a three-way stop at an intersection of a more major road with a more minor road, and there's very few warrants that would call for that, and there are no warrants calling for that in this situation. So Officer Sissico is recommending that the request for the three-way stop be denied, and we concur with that.
I'm with the motion that we follow the recommendation by Officer Sissico, not to post on the three-way stop sign at that intersection. Makes no sense.
Okay, motion made.
Second.
Second by Lynch. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Next item are two road closures for upcoming events, the first being Derby Day. We are recommending that the commission allow Elizabeth Street to be closed from Thompson Place to 5th Street on June 25th from 7 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening. This is the same stretch of road that they have closed for Derby Day since its inception, so we don't see an issue with that. The closures will be manned by auxiliary police and at there'll be two regular police officers hired for that overtime at that cost.
Okay. I don't need a motion on that, but it's a routine business as far as I can say. Fireworks.
Again, it's very similar. The date for the fireworks is July 1st with a rain date of July 2nd. The same exact road closure that always occurs is being requested. Elizabeth Street from Main Street to 5th Street, commencing at 6 p.m. To finish whenever we have the pedestrians out of the area.
How is your motion if you are the authority to close the road? You and the public works director are the only ones to close the road.
So I'll make a motion for both points of the dirty day must put a dirty shelter fireworks that the roads are closed in accordance with what Chief Talk just mentioned.
Second?
Yes.
Okay. So all in favor?
Not.
Opposed? Yes. And last.
Last is Peyton Park, Chatfield Street, entrance, exit. I believe I know what this is regarding. Commissioner Leonard, I believe this was a request from you to look into this, gosh, probably 3 months ago, if not more. Sergeant Bolton looked into this and came back with not an official finding. Sergeant Bolton didn't see an issue. Foreseeing and understanding what you're referring to, I sent this back out today to Officer Sissico to have him again go up and review the line of sight issues at the entrance and exit to that parking lot. So I completely understand where you're coming from. It certainly doesn't hurt to get another set of eyes on it. And unless you're aware of something else that has changed.
No, but I do have a picture that I took of actually sitting at that intersection trying to get out. And the way the cars are parked, the way the people are parking right up to the edge of that exit.
Right.
And when you're looking down Chapel toward Roseland, that's the kind of closure.
Certainly.
And the day of was the day of the football game that they had the police. I saw two people almost in the mail trying to get out of there.
Okay.
I don't know if we need to cut back the parking a little bit there, or reverse the entrance and exit to make it a little easier for the mail and stuff. But I just think
well, most likely what will happen and what I had suggested might be the appropriate answer to Sergeant Bolton at the time was really you shouldn't be parking 25 feet from the exit on either side. So hopefully if we take that back 25 feet, which may unfortunately remove two parking spaces on each side, that would be enough. If we actually had to change the flow of the entrance and exit of the parking lot, I mean, that probably involved talking to Parks and Rec, and I don't think we have that authority yet. So it's probably city property, and probably the easiest way is just to, if we have to eliminate parking spaces, do it.
It would be no different than Nutmeg Avenue. The city could do whatever they want with it, but it wouldn't be necessarily an MTA issue. The parking is definitely in your
wheelhouse. Yeah. And again, it's really is just a line of sight issue. That's scary when you look at it. Alright, I appreciate that. So I'd like for Officer Sissico to be reporting on that. Anything else? Anyone else that would like to report to you? Before the adjournment of this one, they get another thank you, Chief, for good work and relationship. I hope you made your life somewhat easier than that. I know all too well how hard that was to think, so I understand. Deputy Chief Todd, best of luck.
Success
of follow-up. And you, Ms. Jess, I don't know if you've seen it before. Have you seen it before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're sorry you're leaving.
Thank you, Tom.
You're pretty safe this time. Stay in your line of the spot there, so try to keep this whole crowd around with you. It was kind of like being in Denmark. again, thank you for your hard work.
Thank you.
With that, I'll put the motion to adjourn.
I'll do it.
I'll second it. Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. I mean, it's over at 6:37.